Yo, what is up, guys? It's your girl Bex, and welcome back to a bite-sized episode of the Race Rundown. There is not a race this week, so I thought I would come on here and talk about some off-track news real quick. It's only going to be a short episode, but better than nothing. So let's get right into it. The biggest piece of off-track news this past week. Congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Leclerc. Charles and Alexandra have recently got engaged. Congratulations. Woo! Yay! Congratulations to them. A slightly less happy piece of off-track news, ladies and gentlemen, is the Williams logo. The brand new Williams 2026 logo. I am going to put it in right here in a second. Right here. I'm going to move myself across the screen and I'm going to put it in right here. What do we think, guys? What do we think? Not it, huh? It's probably one of the most basic rebrands I've ever seen. But hey-ho. Hey-ho. Who's excited, though, for the 2026 liveries? Very excited for that. I forgot that, yes, it's sad that the end of a season is coming. But I forgot about Cadillac for a second. And I forgot that a new season brings a new season of the Race Rundown. And livery judgment for 2026. We all know how much you loved it for 2025. Thank God there won't be another F175 live next year. I can't handle it. Okay, so Yuki. As you all know, ladies and gentlemen, Yuki Tsunoda and his days at Red Bull are in fact numbered. We all knew this. However, the new team principal has come out and said that they will be taking more time for 2026 lineup, as Yuki and the Racing Bulls have yet to be confirmed within their racing seats. Could this be the end of Yuki and the beginning of Hadjar? I don't know. Pulling some faces up in here, but I don't know. I don't know, man. I would love to see it, but he was being very coy about it when everybody asked him about it a few weeks back. So we'll just have to wait and see. I think he has a bit more potential than the old Tsunoda, but again, we'll just have to wait and see. 8 hours of Bahrain is the final hurrah for Jenson Button's professional racing career. Now, for all of those old fossils that have been around in Formula One for as long as I have, you will know that Jenson Button has obviously been in the sport and around the sport for a very, very long time since winning his championship. He has been doing amazingly in the commentary sphere for Sky F1. And will continue to provide valuable insight week in, week out, as well as valuable facial expressions when listening to Danica Patrick. Almost makes her talking bearable. Almost. So, he is ending his professional racing career at the 8 hours of Bahrain. I'm sad to see this happening because he is a very talented driver. However, less time driving means more time in commentary. Woohoo! And hopefully less Danica Patrick. That's the plan. And the final piece of off-track news that I have in my virtual notebook. 4 races left, peeps. Let's get it! So, the last 2 races of the season, I am going to put together some predictions from not only myself, but from members of the Race Rundown community, friends of mine, family members even, who knows? And I'm going to put together what we predict. Who could win the championship? Who do we think is not going to win the championship? Who do we think is going to be in the Red Bull seats? Do we like Lance Stroll? The answer's no. And I'm just going to put together almost like a season roundup. But a premature season roundup. That's the initial idea, but we will develop upon that and I will keep you guys posted. So, with that being said, thank you so much for tuning in to the Mini Race Rundown. Open your girl Bex, follow me on socials, follow me on everywhere that you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star, leave us a review. And most importantly, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic week, and I will see you in the next one. Peace.